Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Did you bring your Bibles? Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, and we're going to read verses 4 through 6. Let's all stand as we open up the Word of God and allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And Lord, we're asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. I've entitled this morning's message, "By His Stripes, We Are Healed." By His Stripes, We Are Healed. And as I went before the Lord this week, God was showing me that it is His will that you and I would walk in wellness and wholeness and have the abundant life. Can I get amen? I believe many Christians that doesn't have the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding of what God has said in His Word, sometimes we don't understand that it is His perfect will that He came to die to pay the final penalty, not only to deliver us from our sin, but to also bless our physical body. Can I get amen? And we're going to watch this. We're going to see this in the Word of God. So now, let's all read together, and then we can be seated. And it reads, "Surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed Him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon Him, and by His stripes we are healed." Say that with me again. "And by His stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all." May the Lord have a blessing to the hearer and reader of His Word. You may be seated. Saints of God, after walking with Him for 30 years, walking with the Lord Jesus, it was evident to even the Apostle John back then, as well, as that healing is God's will for mankind. Can I get amen? How many believe that? That healing is for mankind? And so John began his letter to his dear friend Gaius in prayer. And look what it reads in 3 John 2. "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in what? Health. Just as your soul prospers." Listen, when God saved you, you became born again, and now you have the presence of God living inside you, and you have joy unspeakable. God is saying that your health should prosper as well. Can I get amen? Listen, the enemy wants to render you useless if you are always decrepit and your physical body always failing you, and yet you have the joy of the Lord. It clashes, doesn't it? Well, God don't want you in that condition. Can I get amen? So unfortunately, saints, many Christians don't realize that God desires for them to live in good health. And one of the reasons why we sometimes err in that way is found in Hosea. "My people are destroyed for what? A lack of knowledge." We need to understand what God has said, instructed in His Word. Did you know that not only is this, we read last week during the Feast of Trumpets that this is a covenant, a wedding covenant, right, for the bride, right? Can I get an amen? We're the bride of Christ. Well, it's also instruction in how to live. Can I get an amen? Listen, when you go home and or you go to Best Buy and buy a brand new, say, DVD player, nowadays, it's just not one plug. There's like maybe five or six, and you have to read the what? Manual, the instructions, or you're going to plug in something where it doesn't go, right? Well, guess what? This is our manual. Hallelujah. This is the instruction on how that we should honor God and believe God. Believe Him for everything that He has for us. Can I get amen? Thank you, God. Look what it says in 1 Peter right here. 1 Peter 2:24. Who Himself, He bore our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for what? Righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. And we need to claim our healing. Can I get amen? Amen. You need to walk in that abundant life. Man, there's some of us that walk around, oh, woe is me. Oh, woe is me. Man, come on, rise up from that and say, God, hallelujah, you are greater. You are greater than my body. And you're the one that saved me. Oh, God, I want to walk in your ways. I want to believe everything. And so, saints, I don't want anyone to be found ignorant about health and healing. The body of Christ needs to know what is rightfully theirs. Can I get amen? Saints of God, I am convinced. Amen. I am convinced from the study of the Word of God that it is always God's will to heal us. Can I get amen? Oh, yes, it is. Look what it says in Hebrews. Who, being in the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. He purged our sins. And listen, when God did the miraculous for you and I, we should now walk in the abundance. Can I get amen? Look, the unbeliever has no clue. They have no clue. And so they're always running to Dr. So-and-so. We need to run to Jesus. Can I get amen? And so I need you to look at this. The express image of His person. The express image. I need you to just focus on that for a moment. The express image of His person. And what does that mean? It means this. The perfect representation. He's perfect in all of His ways. So when He presents Himself to us, there is no error. There is no sin. He is perfect. And praise God, it took the perfected one to save us because we were unperfected. Can I get amen? So He closes us with His what? Righteousness. So saints, by looking at Jesus' life, we can see what the character of God is like. While Jesus was on earth, He healed the multitudes. Praise God. And the Word of God says He healed them all. Listen, if He healed them all then, can you believe that He heals them all now? Yeah. Oh, come on. Look at the Word of God says. And He came down with them and stood on a level place with a crowd of His disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear Him and be healed of their diseases. So, listen, when the word got out, now, they didn't have text or Facebook. They probably went running from town to town. There's a healer in town. Oh, yeah, word got out. Praise God. Now, look what it says in verse 18. As well as those who were tormented with unclean spirits. A lot of times we think, oh man, something's wrong with my physical body. Did you know that even Satan comes to torment? Can I get an amen? Oh yes, he does. Paul said that there's an unseen world that's greater than the seen world. We could only see past the street. And thank God that God hasn't given us eyes. Some He gives eyes to see the demonic realm. But I'm so glad He hasn't given me that vision. I'd be running. My brother knows when I was little, I was scared of the boogeyman. I had to stay. Oh, yeah, man. There was a spirit of fear on me when I was a kid. I had to sleep with the light on. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because we used to, my older sister used to tell us about the Llorona. But now that I got the power of the Holy Ghost, bring it on. Can I get amen? We'll just bind it and rebuke it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's gone. Hallelujah. But there was people tormented with unclean spirits. And they were also healed. Look at that. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out from him and healed some of them. Well, maybe if you give me 20 push-ups, I'll heal you. Or go run a couple laps and come back. No, he healed them all. Can I get amen? And guess what? He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is still healing. Can I get amen? Oh, yes, he is. We heard some of the testimonies this morning. Praise God. Thank you, God. So, saints, this morning we're going to look at several biblical principles to help us believe in the healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is God Almighty. Can I get amen? But it first starts with this word. And all of you know this word very, very, it's a familiar word. Amen? It's grace. Hallelujah. It's the grace of God. Can I get amen? That he chooses to touch us. Oh, yes. Listen, when the apostles would open up their epistles, their when they wrote their books and their letters, it was always about the grace of God, God's mercy. Look at what it says here in Peter, 2 Peter 1. Simon Peter, a bondservant, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Then he says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge. See, that's the key, the knowledge. God wants to give us divine power, divine healing. Can I get amen? As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. God wants to bless your life, but you have to receive it by faith. Can I get an amen? And believe these things. So, saints, faith is based on knowledge. You can't have faith for healing if you are unsure of what the Bible says against sickness and disease. Can I get an amen? When we meditate on healing scriptures, we are increasing our knowledge of God's desire to heal you and I. Listen, saints, our faith grows and we will receive what God promises us, that all things that pertain to life. Listen, he didn't create a whole bunch of junk. Can I get amen? We are in the image and likeness of God. So if we're in the image and likeness of God, that means he wants us to be well and to be whole. Can I get amen? That we would live a rightful, tender old age. There's people getting checked out too early, in my point of view. Can I get amen? And a lot of them don't have the wisdom and knowledge of God. And they don't exercise their faith in believing, thus saith the Lord. Because his yeses and his amens are forever settled in heaven. Can I get amen? And so, saints, do you think healing pertains to life? Absolutely, it should, right? Let's look at another principle. Did you know that, number two, it's God's medicine? That's right. It's God's medicine. No, it's not Lantus and Metformin. Whatever you take for high cholesterol and all these other things. And you know, after a while, you're taking about 7 or 8 medications and you're walking around like this. You can't even praise him because it bogs you down. It clogs you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. God's medicine is in his word. Can I get amen? I got some word to back it up. Amen. This is not Pastor Fee 101 up here. God's word says this. Look at what it says. My son, in Proverbs 4:20, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health, what? To all their flesh. That's God's word. Listen, we can't box with God. We got to receive these things from God. Can I get amen? Listen, you know, praise God for the doctors, because God instituted all things here on earth. But they won't use and prescribe this to you. They won't. They'll want to drug you up. That's the first thing they want to do, is drug you up. My goodness. For they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Praise God. Now, look what it also says in Exodus here. I'm going to use the American Standard Version. Look at this. And he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of Jehovah, thy God, and will do which is right in his eyes, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases upon thee. Look, did you catch that? Listen, there is a blessing that comes from God when you choose to walk in holiness and righteousness and allow him to sanctify your life. Can I get amen? The world has a standard, but God's people have a better way. Can I get amen? He came to give us abundant life. And one of the things that we must adhere to is to receive and believe God's word is for us today. Can I get amen? I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have put upon the Egyptians. Uh-oh. You know, and listen, remember the story of Moses and the Ten Commandments, and but actually the Exodus story, when God delivered him from the grip of Pharaoh. All the plagues that came, the frogs, the flying insects, what were they? The locusts. And all these horrific things that came. Did you know that these were the gods that the Egyptians worshiped? And so God was mocking them. And so you want to worship these? Well, here, try to get rid of them. And there were thousands and thousands of them all over the place. They even were jumping on the bed. Just imagine having a bed filled with 100 frogs. Wow. But he said this, and he said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals all of our diseases. Can I get amen? And do what is right in the eyes, and will give ear to his commandments. Did you catch that? That means, God, give me ears to hear and eyes to see what your word has for me. And keep all his statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have put on the Egyptians, for I am Jehovah that healeth thee. Can I get amen? Amen. And that's what we heard last Sunday. God Almighty touching the saints of God. Thank you, Lord. So, saints, in these verses, Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals, tells us how to take his word as medicine. We have to pay more attention to what is written in the Bible than to what is on TV and the newspapers. Can I get amen? Listen, when I'm watching, trying to watch, the only news station I like to watch, and that's my preference, is Fox News. And so when I watch that, but every commercial is a drug commercial. Try this and try that and do this. And it has, you know, it gives you a thought that, oh, wow, well, these people look happy. Well, maybe I should inject this and try that. That's not from God. We have to give more credence to God's word than anything else in the world. Can I get amen? Saints of God, if you are fighting for your life, it doesn't matter what is in the local newspaper or what's on television or what the experts are saying, this is what works for you. You need to feed the word of God into your spirit. Can I get amen? And health to your flesh. So, Another thing that we need to look at as a biblical principle, that it's God's plan that we would have good health. Can I get an amen? It's God's plan. It's God's plan. I want you to look at this next verse very carefully, because we can see two entities at work. We see the enemy and we see God. And how many believe God is greater? Can I get amen? Look what it says here. The thief, who's the thief? Oh, Slewfoot himself. Satan the liar. Did you know he's a liar? Yes, he's the father of lies. Can I get amen? He will try to deceive. His whole thing is to try to bring deception. And he's doing a good job in our universities, our schools. They have removed the Ten Commandments out of the courts. They have removed the name of Jesus out of our school system. It's deception. Can I get amen? The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to ultimately destroy. But look what Jesus says, because Jesus is the one that said this. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more what? Abundantly. How many want to walk the abundant life? Amen. Oh, come on. Amen. That's right. Listen, this is where we, the saints of God, 2019, gosh, 2020 is around the corner. But we need to proclaim his goodness. Can I get amen? Amen. We need to say, the Lord God Almighty has healed me, has delivered me, has set me free. And now he can set you free and set you free. And God can bless your life. Can I get amen? That's what God wants. He doesn't want us to be defeated. He didn't come to save us to be defeated. Can I get amen? I read the rest of the book and it says that we won. He won the victory. Can I get amen? And listen, I want to be on the winning team. You know I'm an avid football fan. I was tired of losing, so I jumped on the winning team. I'm a Patriot fan now. I'm sorry. Yeah, keep praying for me, all right? Every year, oh, man. And now every year, yeah. Saints, while we live on earth, we can follow one of two plans, both of which are found in what we just read right here. Satan's plan is to steal, kill, and destroy. And he wants to destroy everything we have. He wants to destroy relationships. He wants to destroy your children. He wants to destroy your health. That's what he's come to do. But I have good news today. Can I get amen? That's not God's plan. God's plan, hallelujah, is for you and for me to have the abundant life. Sickness and premature death are from Satan and absolutely not from God. If you could ever think that God is the cause of your sickness, you are deceived and won't pray to be healed. Did you catch that? We can see the error in this type of thinking by looking what Jesus prayed in. Look what Jesus prayed. He prayed this for you and I. Listen. And when the kingdom of God comes upon you, I'm telling you, devil's got to go. Can I get amen? When the light comes, the anointing comes, it comes to destroy and to destroy all yokes. Can I get amen? But Jesus prayed this, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There's no sickness up there. Can I get amen? There is no sickness up there. There's nobody on IV up there. There's no one that has cancer and has to wear those do-rags. There ain't nothing like that up there. Can I get amen? So his mind was that heaven would come and touch earth. Thank you, God. But see, it all boils down to believe it. You got to believe his word. Man, you can't be tossed to and fro like James said. A man that's tossed to and fro is someone that does not receive anything from God. Oh, I believe that for today, but I don't believe that tomorrow. Oh. So, as I asked, is there any sickness in heaven? None at all. So if there isn't any sickness in heaven, then it absolutely cannot be God's will for you to be sick here on earth. Can I get an amen? Jesus came to do the will of the Father, and that was to give you abundant life, a life that brings glory. Hallelujah. So I'm going to ask you this question. Whose report would you believe? Oh, come on, sister. Someone knows her word back there. I'm going to believe what? The report of the Lord. Can I get an amen? It's God's report. I'd rather believe God's report. Can I get an amen? Why? Because look what Isaiah says. Who has believed our report? You got to catch this one. And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Listen, what we're learning today or being reminded of is that God has revealed this to the saints. Can I get an amen? The unbeliever, they just go, blah, blah, blah. It's just ink on pages for them. But God has opened up our understanding. He has given us eyes to see and ears to hear. Can I get an amen? He has quickened us to see, and now the word of God illuminates to us. And we can glean off it now, and we can receive and believe. And I would rather believe the what? The report of the Lord. Because the arm of the Lord has been revealed to you and I. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form, no comeliness. And when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. My goodness. It was a hideous time. It was hideous to look upon. His Father in heaven, the Bible says, he had to turn his face from his own son. As all the iniquity and all the sin of the world was nailed to the cross. But I have good news for us. It is finished. Can I get an amen? It is finished. The work was on the cross. Hallelujah. And when he gave up his spirit, he said, Father, he said, first, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And then he said, Father, take my spirit. And boom, he gave up the ghost to be at the right hand of his Father. Thank you, God, and he's coming again. How many believe he's coming again? Look what verse 3 says now. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. Everyone hid because the conviction was, that should have been us on the cross. We are the ones that had sin. Bible says, he knew no sin. That he became that we would become the righteousness of Christ on his obedience to the cross. Look at this. Our faces from him. He was despised and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. You see, if you were to look at this in the English, because we're going to just break this down right here in just a moment. But look what it says there. Surely he has borne our griefs, carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him, stricken him, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was what? Upon him, and by his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Come on, somebody give him praise and glory right now. So I asked this question. Isaiah begins with this question. Who has believed our report? Saints, do you believe God's report? Or do you believe in your doctor's report? I have to share this testimony. I didn't think I was going to share it, but I'm going to share it real quickly. 29 years ago. Yes. 29 years ago, I got saved 30 years ago, and I was still working at Western Lumber. I got to share this. Some of you never heard this probably before. Some of you heard it before. But I was one of the lead men at Western Lumber on 24th and Tidelands Avenue, the big lumber yard, Western Lumber. Brother G knows where that's at because he worked there too. And I was the lead man, and there was There was Jose Lopez who worked with me. We'd call each other compa. I was compa to him. He was compa to me. We didn't call each other Fee and Jose. It was compa. Hey, compa. And so he worked with me for at least a good 2 years right there, side by side. And then one day, another person came in, and he was working with me. And, you know, I thought maybe Jose took the day off. Now, granted, before I got saved, prior to that moment, him and I, we would go clubbing and do all kinds of stuff, okay? We didn't know God, but I got saved now. And he's still not saved. But yet, he wasn't there that day. A week went by. Okay, I'm thinking he's on vacation. 2 weeks go by. I go, wow. 3 weeks go by. So I went into the office to talk to Frank Lococo, my supervisor. I go, hey, Frank, where's Jose? He goes, I just got word. His wife, Rita, just called. I go, what's going on? He has stomach cancer. And he's in the hospital in Chula Vista on 8th Street. And it doesn't look good. I believe they're saying he's close to stage 4. Said, oh, my gosh. So I went looking for Sal Corona, a brother I led to the Lord. We're all in the lumberyard. I go, Sal, we need to go pray for Jose. So 4 o'clock rolled around. We punched out. We got in my car. We went straight to the hospital. And we were praying in the Holy Ghost the whole time. And I remember when we came out of the car, the anointing of God fell on both of us. And man, I was just feeling, wow, his joy. You know, when he comes upon you, joy unspeakable falls upon you. And so now the Holy Ghost is on us. We walk into his hospital room, and there was Jose laying on his bed. He had all the gadgets hooked up to him, and he had even a tube going down his mouth. And when we walked up to his bed, it looked like he had lost 100 pounds. And so Sal went on that end. I went on this end. And I said, compa, compa. And he couldn't talk. He had that tube in his mouth. I go, Sal, I'm going to pull this out. I pull that thing out. I needed to talk to him. I said, compa, we're here to pray for you. And then he goes, compa, I'm dying. I go, no, God said you're going to live. We came to pray for you. But God is saying, receive him right now. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. I go, compa, you know the things we used to do? God will forgive you like he forgave me. And so I go, will you pray with me? He goes, yes, compa, pray for me. And so we led him in the sinner's prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe on your death, burial, resurrection. I believe that you died for me. I believe the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, forgive me for every sin. Come into my life and make me a new person. And we prayed, and he said the sinner's prayer. And I remember when I opened my eyes, you know, tears were flowing down his eyes. And I said, compa, now we're going to pray. And so now we anointed, and we started praying for healing. We started saying, God, raise him up. Oh, God, do a mighty miracle in his life. Now, we didn't know this, but after we prayed, I didn't stick it all the way down his throat. I just put it in his mouth. And we gave him a hug, and me and Sal left with joy in our heart because we had an opportunity to pray for him and lead. And we didn't know if that was going to be his moment. All we knew is we prayed, he received Christ, and we were rejoicing, and we were driving back, dropped him off at his car, and I was rejoicing. But the word came back. His wife, Rita, and the doctor, we were passing ships. We didn't see them. They didn't see us. But the doctor and her walk into the room and said, Jose, we're going to take you down to X-ray. We found that we could possibly cut out a portion of your stomach and intestines and put you on chemotherapy, and hopefully we can extend your life. And so they took him down to radiology, and they took 5 shots, and they plopped them up. And they said, oh, we got to retake. So they took another 5. So now they got 10 up there. They go, this can't be.
Oh.
They threw up five more. There was 15 of them. And then they brought out the original ones that showed the cancer. And the doctor said, we can't do surgery on him because we don't see nothing there. Hallelujah. 30 days went by. And from that day on, the day we left, he was eating, you know, he was just on IV. Then he went to eating baby food. From baby food, he went to solid food. And then they said, we got to let you go home now. So he went home. And we found out he went home. When we found out we went home, Frank Scott and my brother-in-law, Brett Weber, and myself, and also Ray Juarez, we all went to Jose's house. And we were just rejoicing with him. We were praying for him. And he was beside himself that he was sent home. So now, 30 days from that day, it's 60 days total. We're all punching in. Seven, it was like 6:50. We're punching in our cards. We're in the lumberyard. And we see his little Toyota truck pull up in the parking lot. And we go, it's compa. It's compa. And he came out of his car with his lunch pail. And it was like him and I, it was one of those moments where you run. And the first thing he came out of his mouth, he goes, compa, I want to know more about Jesus. I said, compa, well, the Bible says now that you've given your heart to get baptized, get water baptized. He goes, I want to. So I called up the church I was attending. I called one of the deacons. They said, well, bring him tonight. So he meets us there at 4101 University Avenue. And he came by faith. And when he came out of the water, the Holy Ghost fell on him. And he was like, ra-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Oh, my gosh. It was like an oh, my gosh moment again. And he was so on fire for God. Now, you got to remember, 29, 30 years ago, there was no ID caller. There was no texting. There was no Facebook. There was no media of any sort. So if someone called you on your landline, you didn't know who was calling. You just have to pick it up or let it go into the recorder. Amen? It was about 9. I was in my little studio. I picked up the phone. And it was his wife, Rita. And I go, hello? And she goes, I need you to speak to Fee. I go, this is him. She goes, this is Rita, Jose's wife. How dare you take my husband to your church? Don't you know we're Catholic? Don't you know that we're not part of your religion? And then it was bleepity, bleepity, bleepy, bleep. And it was like, you ever watch Charlie Brown and someone's on the line and wah, 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 wah. And I was like shaking in my boots and I hung up. The next day, Jose comes and goes, oh, he goes, compa, I'm so sorry. I go, don't worry, she don't understand. You know what? Just keep loving her. Don't beat her on the head with the Bible. What you're learning now, just love on her. And so another 30 days go by, right? I'm in my room at night going to bed and that phone rings at 9 o'clock again. I go, do I pick it up or not? Hello? Fee, this is Rita. Don't hang up. I go, oh man, I was about ready to. She goes, Fee, please don't hang up. I go, yes, Rita. What can I do for you? She goes, listen. These last 30 days, I've always prayed for a husband that would truly listen to me, that would help us around the home, that would even take out the trash. Jose is spending time with my children and helping them with their work, and his language that he had is gone, the foulness, and this is the husband I always wanted. And she goes, Fee, whatever he has, I want it. I prayed for her, and I remember I invited her. It was a Sunday night. They came to the church, and they met me there, and it was testimonial service. And people were standing up to testify, and we were sitting way in the back, and she was the last one. And they said, yes, the lady in the back. She goes, my name is Rita Lopez. I'm here with my husband, Jose. I'm here with my friend, Fee Sullivan. She goes, I came here to get what he has, and I want to be baptized too. And oh my gosh, it was an oh my gosh moment, because right after the service, she ran to the altar. And then they took her up into the baptismal room, and she was coming down the steps before she even touched the water. The Holy Ghost fell on her. They are still serving the Lord today. I don't know why I got off on that, but God said, hallelujah, who has believed our report? Hallelujah. Come on, somebody give them praise and glory. I'm telling you, God can raise you up from the guttermost to the uttermost. So when we're battling sickness, you're faced with two reports. First is the doctor's report, which says you have sickness or disease. Secondly, you have the report of the Lord, which says by his stripes, we are healed. Can I get an amen? These two options are clear, but the choice of which to believe is up to you. Can I get amen? No one's going to force you to believe what God has written. Look at this. Are you going to believe the symptoms in your body and the report from your doctor? Or will you believe the word of God? Can I say word of God?
Word of God.
Come on, word of God. Say word of God.
Word of God.
Oh, hallelujah. And so, saints, even though what you are experiencing may be factual, facts are subject to change. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Oh, yes, they are. And a report from God is more than factual. It's truthful. God's word never changes. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And that's why in Isaiah 53:1, it says, who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? You see, and to whom the arm of the Lord has been revealed, or on whose behalf has God shown his power? The answer is found in that question, saints. God's power is revealed to those who believe his report. Can I get an amen? You got to believe his report. If you are worried, fearful, or anxious about your health, you haven't yet fully believed God's report. Can I get an amen? I'm trying to help somebody's faith in here this morning. Thank you, God. Now, I want you to see this. It says right here, surely he has borne our griefs, carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. For in English, they'll go, oh, great. Wow, okay. But you have to look at it in the Hebraic root. What does it say in the original Hebrew context? Well, let's look at this. The Hebrew word for griefs and sorrows are koli and makob. The literal translation for these words is, it's sickness and pain. Okay? You catch that? Now, the Hebrew word for born is nasa, means to lift and to carry. So he lifts it and carries it away from us. But you got to believe his report. You got to make it your own. Can I get amen? You got to believe, God, this is what you've done for me. And I'm going to believe you, God. I'm not going to believe Dr. So-and-so. Praise God for them. But man, when it comes to life and death, I'm going to believe God. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? Thank you, God. We serve a mighty God. Can I get an amen? So this means when Jesus was tied to that whipping post, he borne or carried our sickness and our pains for our reason, so we wouldn't have to carry them ourselves. Did you catch that? Now, when you hear the word, by his stripes we are healed, Imagine Jesus receiving 39 lashes. Remember the coattail whip that would be born or dug into his flesh, and then they would yank it, and flesh would fly from his body. That was for you and for me. This is where we can claim our healing. Can I get an amen? My goodness. Jesus, help us, oh God. So saints, it's up to you to believe and receive this report. It's already been done. And it was all done for you and I. And we look at our last principle here. We look at our last principle here. Actually, we have two, but I'll go quickly. It's number one, God's redemption. Do you believe that you've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb? Huh? Do you believe that God came to redeem us? He has destroyed death, hell, and the grave for us. And now he wants us to walk in the abundant life. Can I get amen? Thank you, God. Look at what it says in Galatians. It says right here. It says, but that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God. And it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Now, who is the just? Now, this is how you have to apply justification. Because God, when he takes away your sins forever, now we walk on this earth just as if we never sinned. Hallelujah. I know for some of you that's hard to believe. Because we sin all day long. We have sinful thoughts. Our motives sometimes ain't right. But it's not what we feel. Can I get an amen? It's what has already been written and what he has already done on the cross for you and I. And we have to walk in that liberty and we have to walk in that truth. Look at verse 12. Yet the law is not of faith, but the man who does not shall live by them. Christ has redeemed us from what? The curse of the law. The law says you deserve death. Jesus said, oh, wait a minute. I'm going to step over death, hell, and the grave, and I'm going to give them life. Isn't that something? Listen, not only was he a judge, but he stepped over and became our Savior. My goodness, he came from the judge's seat and says, what, Father, I got them. I'm going to go down and die for them. I'm going to shed my blood for them. Hallelujah. I'm going to redeem them back. And none of them deserve it, but yet they will praise me when it's done. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody praise them now. Thank you, God. Woo, thank you, God. Jesus, our Redeemer, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse, for it is written, cursed is anyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon us. We're all Gentiles in here. Isn't that something? Gentiles in here? Listen, there's a beautiful banner that Temple Beth, they just bought it, and it's, I guess it's in the foyer, and they put it there for their services. How ironic. It's not a coincidence. They built this and dedicate this place on December 5th, 1958, the year that I was born. I was born December 5th, 1958. There's not a coincidence. God knew before the foundation of the world that he would raise up a Gentile to speak in a synagogue here in Chula Vista. Oh, come on, man. You know, I was like, oh, God, I'm going to believe your report. This is not a coincidence. This is you. This is all you, God. And what he does in your life, it's all about him. Can I get any? There's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can say, oh, look at me. No, it's what he's done for you. Now you walk in it. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles in Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through what? Faith. Paul explained to the Galatians that they no longer had to keep the law to ensure that God's blessings would rest on them. Can I get amen? Instead, they simply had to live by faith to receive the blessings. Under the old covenant, the only way to receive the blessings were found in Deuteronomy by keeping all the commandments of God. But now, God says there's only two commandments that hinge on all the Old Testament commandments. Number one, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Those two hinge on all. So here's the thing. We are in a covenant relationship with God. It's not about do's and don'ts. It's about what he has done for us. Can I get amen? And so now he's looking for a love relationship. Because the law pointed them to death. But grace and mercy, hallelujah, points us to him. And we say, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. That's right. Even a child can praise him. That child's right on point every time. Yeah, praise God. Out of the mouth of babes shall come forth the word. Can I get amen? Look what it says here, and we're coming in for our close. But that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evidence, for the just shall live by faith. Can I get an amen? Since he took the curse from us, sickness and disease and premature death were never intended for the righteous. The curse of the law is for those who are not righteous before God. And it's okay if you don't feel righteous, because we're not supposed to walk by our feelings. Can I get an amen? Because we should never live by how we feel. We should walk on what has been written. Can I get an amen? That we receive everything by faith. Look at this in 2 Corinthians. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. But see, mankind sometimes is, I have to admit, I was no different, but we're ignorant of God's word. If you don't spend time in Bible study, if you don't spend time in opening up your word and having devotional time and reading and understanding what he has done for us, we will never know truly what he has done. Can I get amen? Look what it says here in Romans. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who what? Believes. Man, you got to believe God. And I close with our last principle. God's blessings. Hallelujah. How many want God's blessings? Well, you know what? The day that we gave our heart to Jesus, his blessings came upon us. One thing is settled, that we have eternal life. But we're talking about the here and now, because God has chosen us to live on this earth to await his return. So while we are here on earth, God is saying, live the abundant life that I've given you. Can I get amen? Look what it says in Deuteronomy back then. It says this. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations, what? Of the earth. And guess what? His promises is yes and amen. Guess who's back in the land after being scattered for 2,000 years? Who? Israel. And look at this. It says, and all the blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall you be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessing after blessing after blessing, God wants to do for his people. You know why? Because that's how he gets the glory. He wants glory from our lives. Can I get amen? Look what it says in verse 5. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. I want to ask you this question, saints of God. Are you a blessed people? Come on. You need to proclaim it. You need to believe it. You need to believe. And I'll tell you why you need to believe. Because Satan wants you to accept punishment for your sins. He wants you to endure sickness. And he tries to make you believe that you deserve it. He is the great deceiver. He knows that the penalty for sin has already been paid. But yet, he'll come around every now and then to try to throw you off course. Oh, yes, he does. That's how he operates. But now you know the truth. Can I get amen? Receive what has already been obtained for you at the cross and walk in the blessings. Now, I'm going to ask everyone to stand right now. I wrote down a declaration of faith. After we pronounce this declaration, I want those who want a touch from the Lord to come to the altar. And we're going to pray for you. And there'll be plenty of time to fellowship next door, I believe. We got some delicious food back there. But how many believe? And let's be transparent right now. But how many believe that sometimes when sickness and illness come, we sometimes waver in our faith? I'm guilty of that. It's so easy to use our HMOs and our PPOs and go to the urgent care. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not preaching against that. But a lot of times we forget to come to Jesus first. And God is saying, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest. I want you to proclaim this. Repeat this with me. And then we're going to pray. Jesus redeemed me from the curse of the law. Say that. And I walk in all the blessings of God. These blessings include divine health. I refuse to allow sickness to come on me. I overcome all sickness and disease through the blood of Jesus. Let's proclaim that right now. Let's worship Him. Come on, let's receive that. Jesus! Jesus! How many of you right now need a touch from the Lord? Come on down. Come on down. Sister Linda, would you come down?
If you're listening right now on the internet, and maybe you just were surfing the net, you came across Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, and you're hearing this message right now, and you may not even know who Jesus is. I'm going to ask you right now to pray with me that God will show Himself mighty to you. He will come and visit you right now by faith. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I do believe that you died for me. I believe, God, that the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. And on the third day, you rose again to give me life and life more abundantly. Lord Jesus, forgive me now, God, of all my sins. Come into my heart and make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I'll do my best to serve you, Lord, all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed this prayer by faith, God, through the authority of His Word, has saved you. I pray that you would find a Bible-believing church and that you would grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of our sermons, all of our notes, all of our PowerPoints are free at charge. Just download them from your computer and be blessed.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.